Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Thursday, December 15th, 2022. He is again reminding us that we are not insignificant tiny beings in a vast and unfeeling universe. It is in fact you that are vast, and in relation to you, the universe is truly insignificant. The collective human awakening is almost upon you. It will not be delayed. Now is the moment for this magnificent event to come to fruition, to bear fruit, and it will. You have, with massive intent and through the enormous power of love, now reached the point from which colossal joy will flow freely and abundantly through vast numbers of you. Joy that will totally envelop, embrace, and amaze you. You are going to be so glad that you chose to be incarnate as humans at this moment in this most beautiful further unfolding of God's divine will for her beloved children. Yes, the environment that you experience as humans in form is most certainly unreal, illusory. Yet, while you are seemingly conscious of being a small and sometimes quite insignificant mortal beings in a vast, unconscious and unaware universe, it is in fact you that are vast, and in relation to you the universe is truly insignificant. That will be totally apparent to you when you awaken, as indeed you will. No one can sleep endlessly, no matter how hard they may try. All sentient beings will awaken into reality because it is their divine destiny to be fully conscious, alive, and awake as they delight in being eternally in the infinitely loving presence that is Mother, Father, God. You are all awakening now just by actually thinking and wondering about the possibility of doing so. All that exists is thought, the infinite, powerful field of energy that is God, that is Source, and that is God expressing herself now through every sentient being that has or ever will exist. All that she creates and all that you create is eternal, endless, immortal, and everlasting. And to awaken into the aware knowing of that will blow your minds with joy. As the season for remembering the anniversary of my birth approaches the date on which many millions worldwide will celebrate that most gladsome occasion, remind yourselves frequently that I am love, and that you too, each and every one of you in form, are also only love, and nothing but love, because God, who is love, created us all from herself, from love, to enjoy eternal life with her in every moment, as love. Love is all. Anything that you experience during your illusory lives in form that is not in complete alignment with love, with the infinitely vast energy field in which all of creation resides and abides, is unreal, is non-existent, and will dissolve or disintegrate when you awaken. It never has existed. It just seems to you that it does now, and that it always has. And the coming dissolution or disintegration is but your departure from that deep state of sleep. You have been dreaming of separation in a dream that has made it seem intensely real for you, and are now in the process of awakening into fully consciously awake awareness of who you truly are and always have been, one with and eternally present in the presence of Mother, Father, God. Reality is an ongoing and endless state of creating cooperatively and harmoniously, together with Mother, Father, God, in an endless extension that is love herself, for the supreme joy of all. You, who are now incarnate in form, most willingly and courageously chose to be in the physical world now, an apparently extremely long-lasting dreamlike environment in which you presently find yourselves, to experience and delight in the extreme wonder of waking up from that unreal place. You knew when you made that choice, that during the eons you spent in form, before your awakening, that you would face and have to deal with some exceedingly demanding and painful events. Events that would seem totally real, with you having absolutely no memory of your real and eternal nature. Knowing that, you still chose to be incarnate now, and for that you are most highly honored here in the non-physical realms, as we watch with wonder as you so lovingly and effectively engage in the tasks with which you knew these unreal lives would present you. As the moment for you to awaken from the unreality of life in form approaches rapidly, know that all is well, and pay as little attention as you possibly can to the seemingly real and horrendous events occurring in the unreality of form all across the world. There is only love, so attend to being only loving in your thoughts, words, and actions in your daily lives. You know that only love can resolve issues and problems, even though your egos will constantly attempt to draw your attention fearfully to the drama that is being reported by the news media, and encourage you to wonder anxiously about future uncertainties for which they would like you to prepare, thus distracting you from being your true selves, living and demonstrating love in action as you go about your daily lives. That is all you need to do. Just be the loving beings that God created, and reaffirm your trust and faith in Mother, Father, God, who created you for eternal joy. What she created you for is what you are actually living in every moment, even though, deeply asleep as you are, that does not appear to be the case. Your faith and your love will set you free from the worries, anxieties, and even the intense fears with which life in form, through your ego consciousnesses, are interminably laying out on the paths in front of you. You all know at least one person who is at peace, and who chooses not to engage with the endless dramas arising. They are at peace because they are living lives of love, and you can choose to do the same. Therefore, be mindful in your daily lives by engaging only lovingly with whatever arises, and enjoy the resultant sense of peace. True, it will not be there in every moment. Events will occur to distract you from your mindfulness. But as soon as you realize that you have allowed your egos to distract you, make a point of returning to mindfulness, and, by doing so, re-experience the peace that will pass all understanding. Your loving brother, Jesus.